Jesus placed inside me.
Face the sun beam. gratitude toward God and to share our blessings one with another. I appreciate that. Nothing wrong with that. You can't find any fault with that. And we have quite a few gone is what I was going to say, including Brother Smith and Brother Pryor, Brother Talley, Brother York. They're all gone to Jacksonville meeting, and I don't even know if they'll be back Sunday. Will they be back Sunday? Be back Saturday. Okay. That's a long haul down there. And so they're seeing if they can come together with other members of the body of Christ and see what the Lord has in store for them down there, and come back with hopefully something inspirational to inspire us with. And we hope that they do come back inspired. That'd be wonderful. I told Brother Durham, I said, man, some of you guys may have to pick up the slack because I don't really have anything on my mind here tonight, you know. And but I sat there and I still am inspired. No, I was thinking about I went and seen Sister June Harden, who's come several times. There's singings in our church services, and wonderful spirit. She does nothing but talk about this church. She only come a few times, but she thinks highly of y'all. I'm telling you now, she really speaks highly of this church. And so she had this event she was hosting over at the coffee shop that I frequent, and I bugged out of a meeting early that I was in. I wanted to at least show my support to her and let her know that I still love her. So she was doing some of her poetry, and I've heard some of it, and some of it I hadn't. And then she decided that she had a little, she called it a little pep talk she wanted to give everybody. And I thought, really? I said, yeah, you're calling a pep talk, but you're preaching a sermon, you know. And it was a really good little talk that she did. And she said, I want to talk to y'all about pickpockets. And so she said, I want to share a little bit with this, what she's told us the other day. I found such a good thought in it that it really got me to thinking about it. And she talked about this. They didn't really use any scripture. She talked about how a pickpocket operates. You know, they operate in a crowd and they bump up against you, and before you know it, you know, they've bumped up against you and got your wallet out of your pocket, or they're even so sneaky now they'll come up. A woman will have a handbag on. They'll cut the straps on it, leave the straps on there, and got her purse. But they know a pickpocket doesn't. They know they can spot a newcomer, somebody that's out of their environment. You know, if you're in New York City and you're looking at Times Square and the Empire State Building and all that, and you're oohing and on, they know that you're a tourist and you're an easy mark because you're unexpected of what could happen to them. The locals know. They know what to carry, where to carry it, to keep this from happening to them. But unwary out of their environment makes them an easy target. And so she gave an example of something that happened to her, and I really got tickled at her telling this story. That last Friday she got to meet President Clinton. And after she met President Clinton, but President Clinton has some sort of international initiative that he's running. If you follow her on Facebook, she told what it was. And After getting to meet him, she was asked to write a poem for this initiative. And so, but before she got to meet him, she knew she was going to get to meet him, and was going to get, I don't know if she got to read some poetry to him or what happened at that meeting, but she was on her way to talk to somebody about it. She stopped at a service station, and the service attendant was really rude to her. And she said, you know, I'm going to complain on you, you know, because he was just really mean to her. And she walked out, and he followed her outside and said, you just go right ahead. And she said, you know, everybody knows me as Sister June from the church, but a spirit come on me, and I was turning into Shaniqua from the hood. She said that head started twitching, and I wanted to say, are you talking to me? Because me and you are going to have us some words. And she said, no, you don't let that man steal the integrity that you have saved your whole life to build up, just like a pickpocket. With all, you know, they've got to, they'll steal your identity, your whole reputation that you've built your whole life up, your credit that you've strived so hard to build up, and your savings, and they'll come in and try to steal it all from you like that. And he said, I almost was pickpocketed right there. And I thought, you know, that's a really good story to tell. You know, it's so easy to, I mean we can lose our we can lose it in this traffic in this city. I don't know about you guys, man, these, sometimes I just into the sea, you know, mountain. You know, my, I hate to say this, but my favorite thing to say is, you, that moron. I can't believe that moron just cut me off, you know. What's wrong with him? He's, you know, just didn't even use a blinker. Just turned right in front of me. And, but I tell you what I have learned to do in traffic, and I don't want to get off on that, is I've just slowed down. My wife has always told me, you're not even going, you can go faster than this. I said, I'm not in any hurry. You know, I'm just taking my time getting to where I need to go. I'll eventually get there. I might need to zoom in and out, get hit by somebody. And so I thought about that, and I said, that's such a good story to relate to, that anybody could relate to. And I had a young person sitting, young people surrounding me. I wonder if they're hearing her words. They don't know how long it takes to build a good name, how long it takes to build good credit, how much it takes to build a savings account of integrity and in moral character, and how easy somebody could rob that from you. And or you could just let it happen, and it can, and you know, we've got kids that are graduating, we got kids that are going off to college, that, you know, that can you got my daughter just got married, my son just moved off. You get into a strange environment, it's easier to happen to you in life stages, and life changes, new job, new school, new environment altogether, that you could, it's a lot easier, you're unaware of your environment and caught off guard real easy. Well, that's a really good, I'm glad she shared that with us. I don't think she thought she did that good, to be honest with you. She had her little notes, and she was kind of going through it kind of quickly. But I knew from what she said, I thought she's put a lot of thought to this, and she's gotten some inspiration on it. Well, she's you know, when she seen me come in late, she honored me, and she honored this church. You wouldn't believe how highly she speaks of this church. Now, she said, yeah, them people make you feel like you're something when you walk in there. So they're clapping. I'm like, who's here that they're clapping for? And so she thanks a lot of you. And if you get a chance, she's going to be doing that again next Tuesday over at Guillermo's Coffee Shop at noon, if you get a chance to go here or do some more poetry. But there was something else that I wanted to mention. Okay, it's kind of in that same category. I don't know if anybody been following me on my Facebook or not, but you know, I've been really, over the last 6 months, really almost a year, I've really started trying to get a control of my health and fitness. And so, and I've done pretty good. Say last 6-7 months, I've done, most people think I do pretty good, but over the last 3 weeks, I thought, you know, I need to take this to another step. I really need to really watch closer what I'm eating. You know, that's basically what I thought. I really need to curb down, because I was really into a lot of the carbohydrates, you know, the cereal. I need a lot of cereal and a lot of grains, a lot of breads and stuff like that. I thought, I really need to cut that out, you know. I really need to watch. I really got to monitoring how much I was eating, and I was really eating a lot more junk food than I thought I was. And I didn't think I was doing that bad, but when I got to looking at it, I was really doing kind of bad, really, for what I was, my goals that I was trying to accomplish. I was kind of productive. And so I've been on about 3 weeks or so, I've been like a really strict regimen, really watching what I eat, you know. And the last 2 nights in a row, I've been having dreams that I'm just pigging out on junk food. In my sleep, I ate 4 bowls of ice cream the other night. And I know I didn't go raid the fridge, because, Nathan, we don't have any ice cream, do we? No. we don't have any ice cream in the house. And we don't have any donuts either, huh? Not any. Yeah. And yeah, he said, not anymore. You know, there is a condition. There's certain people who sleepwalk, and they'll eat. They'll go to the refrigerator, and they'll just eat anything in the refrigerator. They don't know what they're just eating. They'll eat a stick of butter, or, you know, it's anything. You know, you wouldn't think they may eat a bell pepper and a pickle and drink a glass of milk, you know, or drink right out of the car. You don't, and they don't remember doing any of it. My daughter-in-law does that a little bit. Andrews came in. Her dad does it as well. Andrews got up in the morning and walked in there, and the milk will be on the counter. There'll be open containers and stuff. And he said, you know, when he first married her, he's like, did you get up, make you a snack? No, I didn't wake up. But after a while, he figured out what was going on. She's eating in her sleep. She's sleepwalking. And she does that a little bit. I don't know if she's done it in a while, but she used to do it quite a bit. And her dad does it real bad. Anyway, so last night I was dreaming I was eating a donut. You know? And I was eating a donut. I walked out of my, and I seen this guy that I know, and he said, man, what are you doing eating a donut? I thought you, and I was like, I am eating a donut. And I started spitting and throwing it in the trash, and I didn't even know what I was doing. And I thought, you know, it is hard to break bad habits. If you do it long enough, Brother Durham, it is in there for a long time. Paul said, the thing that I would not, that I do. And the thing I do, I would not. And, you know, as much as we have things that we don't like about our character, you know, we have to just keep asking, Lord, help us, and we just got to keep striving. And I know one day we'll get those things out of our life. And I know one day I won't have dreams about eating cookies and ice cream and all that. You know, although somebody suggested to me, so maybe you ought to have just a little bit so you won't be having nightmares. So I did what they said. I had a little brownie today, but it probably wasn't a good thing to do. I got to sin a little bit each day. So instead. No. Anyway, I just want to share those little stories with you to kind of give across the thought that I had. I want to, while I'm up here, I want to take up prayer requests and open up the service for other people to share their heart and whatever they're inspired with. I had to have Sister Linda back. She was feeling a mite packish last weekend. I had to have her back today. Pray for the men as they travel home and for the meeting down there. How's Nana needs her prayers, I'm sure. Angelo received bad news. She said that the doctor's not going to treat him anymore and told him to get his affairs in order. And pray for the Yorks in this move that they're making, and they're whoever can go over and help him Friday evening. He's got a trailer there, may have a truck there to start loading. We'll have to get the big stuff loaded if we can Friday evening. We get up, men get off work and grab a bite, run over there, probably work 3 or 4 hours and try to get some stuff loaded. This is I don't want to talk about this, but this is really hard on me. I've lived around the Yorks for the last 30 years of my life and see them move, and Brother Doug's been my mentor in music. Just about everything I learned about how to play music I learned from that man sitting back there, and Yvonne was like a surrogate mother to my kids, always over there with playing with their kids, and all the nights we stayed playing games together. Me and Cindy went with did Lamaze classes with Doug and Yvonne when Spencer and Andrew was coming along, you know, and all the good, wonderful times that we've had together. I am gonna truly miss them, and I know this church is gonna feel their loss when they're gone, and I love y'all so much. I'm gonna miss you. And so I want God's to go with them, and I want to pray for them that God be with them on their journey. Any other prayer requests? Wallace and Brother Henry, Sister. No. Okay. God covered them while they're on vacation, Sister Holly. I'm sorry. Unspoken request. Okay, Mike. Okay, Brother Mike's mother, I want to pray for her. Brother Fred. Brother Paul, Sister Ann Thompson, Brother Brandon. Nydia, Sister Abraham. Unspoken request for Sister Abraham, Brother Mark. Okay, so is Sherry sick? Is she gone with her? Okay, Sherry's sick tonight. He's got an important unspoken request, Brother Matt.
Okay. Recertification. He will cover him as test. Sister Fisher. Pray for Brother Ray. He said, his sisterly love. She gave him all she had. Lisa, unspoken request. Pray for my business. That's that I abound in abundance. So, all right, let's stand. Take these, Sister Sandra. I'm sorry. Pray for Joshua. Okay.
Say how much I appreciate everyone in this church and the ties that we have and all the years that, particularly the people from Republic, but how you guys here in Little Rock just open your arms to us and let us feel at home, and it's going to leave a big hole in my heart too to do what we're doing, and I just pray that God will bless us and keep his hand on us, and like Michael was saying, we go back a long way. Remember, I think he was probably 2 years old, and remember babysitting, or 3 years old, and babysitting him, and we played a little old farm thing, and I get so tickled at him. He was just, he was an entertainer, and he's still doing that, and I'm going to miss him, and everybody here, just appreciate everybody.
House on the hillside that overlooks life's sea. When I'm tossed, it sends a light that I might see, and the light that shines in the darkness was it for the
birthday and looking forward to it at the same time when I knew this may be our last, well, I know for sure it'll be Doug's last service. I may get to be here Sunday. I'm not for sure yet, but it's kind of hard to explain because in one way I'm so excited to be around my family, and I know Sister Smith and different ones that have been around my family have told you that, you know, they're good people. My close family members are good people. They're not in the body, but they're godly people, and I'm thankful for that. I pray someday maybe they will see this way, but the whole almost 41 years we've been married now, we've never lived around our family. Well, exception of about 9 months, we lived in Oklahoma since we've been married, and for that part, I'm excited, you know, to get to be around my family, but at the same time, I'm sad, too, because I'm leaving my family here. And I just want all of you to know how much I love you, and I appreciate how much the Little Rock Church opened their arms to us and made us feel like family, and you are our family. And Brother and Sister Smith's been our family for many years. We've known them since we got married. We got lost in downtown San Antonio and went by this little church they were attending and told my husband, I said, let's go visit there Sunday. And they just became our best friends overnight. That was before Brother Smith was, you know, a minister. And we followed them all over the country. They couldn't. Maybe they were trying to get away from us, but we wouldn't let them. And never dreamed, you know, you could have said, well, 2009, you'll be living in Little Rock, Arkansas. I'd say, you're crazy. Why would I be moving to Little Rock, Arkansas? And well, I had so many things going through my mind. Of course, I stand up and they all go out. But I just want to say that I really love each one of you all, and appreciate you so much, and thank you for just opening your arms to us and letting us be a part of your church. And this isn't goodbye. What did somebody say? This is not goodbye. It's just so long. I don't know what the future holds with, you know, my brother's situation. Right now, he's we're moving there and moving in with him to take care of him. He's at the point it's dangerous for him to be by himself, and he's already almost caught the house on fire with leaving a skillet on the stove, and he can't remember to take his medicine and just different things. But I don't know, someday down the road we may be back if you'll keep your arms open for us. I love you all.
Sitting there thinking about how when God takes one person out of your life and he replaces them with another. My partner in crime for years around here, as a lot of y'all know, was Keith Shelton. And when Keith Shelton left, here came Doug. He got me in a lot of trouble back here. And I remember one night, I know this is very unspiritual, but I felt the Spirit when it happened. We were sitting up here, and Sister Crow was testifying not too long ago about how when she was in the hospital and the Lord healed her, and she woke up, there was a white being standing beside her bed. And you know how my mind works, or maybe you don't. It's probably a good thing. But I told Doug, I said, I don't care what color the being. I don't want to see any being standing beside my bed in the hospital, and I don't know what they are. And Doug goes, yeah, I'd have to call the nurse's station and say, come get one of us. And I got to thinking about it. I could just imagine Doug with them covers pulled up over his head, come get one of us. And I got to laughing so hard during church while Sister Crow was up, but I didn't realize that my chair was up back up against that wall right there. and Nathan was filming Sister Crow with that, and he was zeroed in on her, and that camera was going like that, and Sister Crow was bouncing up and down. And then I saw that, and that made it twice as funny. And so, anyway, now you know why that is. So that wasn't Nathan. After church, Nathan goes, "What was the matter with that camera? I was trying to adjust that camera." Well, I think I know. I think it's because I was sitting right there. But I appreciate what Brother Doug and Sister Yvonne have brought to this church, and what he's, you know, I've told him many times that when he was, you know, when you get two sanguines in the same group, you know how sanguines, you know, if you've ever looked at temperaments, you know how two sanguines look at each other. Two sanguines are always wondering if the other one's going to steal the spotlight. Two cholerics are always wondering if the other one's going to take control. You know, it's just people viewing. And when Doug first moved down here, and when Mike first moved down here, I remember everybody saying, "Oh, you're just like Mike. You're just like Mike. Y'all get along so good." I'm like, "No, that's not how two sanguines get along usually." And I thought the same thing about Doug. And now, you know, here we are years down the road, and there's some of my dearest friends, and I'm gonna miss them. Not Mike, but, well, I'd miss him if he'd go away. I would try to get him to go away. Mike, I can't miss you if you won't go away. But I'm appreciative of the people that God brings into our lives, and for everything, there's a season and there's a time. And I think of, you know, how some people have gone, some people have come back, and how, you know, things make a circle, and that we don't, sometimes I don't know the will of God, and I wonder, I question many times, and I think of that song, you know, Farther Along, you know, we'll know all about it. I don't know all the answers right now, but I have to, you know, trust that, like Brother Daniel says, no, it's Brother Talley says, God is still on his throne. You know, many times when I get upset watching the news, or, you know, who's in political power and this and that, all I can think about is God is still on his throne. And I can't question. I just have to go and, you know, do the best I can, and if it's not good enough, it's not good enough. But I appreciate, like I said, and I just to say it again, I appreciate the people that God brings into our lives, and even when I'm sad to see him go, it was still good.
Made mention, and I think Sister Vaughn as well, that they've felt a welcoming spirit from us here in Little Rock. I'd like for them to know, and everyone else, as far as that's concerned, we've also felt that from you. And Sister Vaughn and Brother Doug York have been special to my wife and I, because of course he's a musician, and I love musicians. Wished I was one, but nevertheless I appreciate them, and what they have done for our lives really have been a tremendous blessing to us. And as Brother Brett has already stated, and Brother Michael as well, they're going to be missed. They are going to be missed tremendously here in our church. And our prayer is that God would go with them and keep them and overshadow them and then bring them back home. You know, I guess the final analysis is, as we know, that home is here. And hopefully you feel that when you leave, and you know, we'll help you to pack, we'll help you to load, But we're not going to forget you. Please don't ask us to do that. All right? But I appreciate them and appreciate all that God is doing amongst us, and I appreciate this service tonight. And I thought, well, maybe this is the service that the Lord wants us to have, and planted deep in brother and sister York's mind that we're going to miss them big time. I don't know, you know, I'm not like Brother Brett in this sense that, you know, I don't get close enough that people, you know, I carry a lot of foolishness, I guess, sometimes, but not a lot of times, and some people can't read me too well. And sometimes I do that on purpose, you know. But I do like to have fun. Some people know that. Brother Al, I think, is one that knows that for sure. But we've enjoyed everything that has taken place through the years, and each one that has come our way, I think that God is bringing us together. This is what I believe about it. Brother Tucker used to teach years ago that when a person come through them doors, it was God that led them here. If we treat them that way, then if they happen to choose to leave, you know, it won't be our fault. So I've endeavored through the years to put that into practice in my life. And when you come through them doors, we believe God brought you here. Now, the devil may take you back out, but we believe that God brought you here to give you a chance at the kingdom of God, His great promises. And I thought, Lord, help us to get our eyes open to what you're doing in the earth, and to be able to see your great plan, to see your purpose. That's one of the things that Brother Smith has used through the years that I've seen him and watched him. God has a purpose. God has something that he's wanting to do. And if we'll open, you know, if we'll sit down and just listen and pay attention to what's being done, we'll be able to see that God has got something that he's got in mind, and we can be a part of it. And, you know, some people don't ever get a chance at the body of Christ, but here we are, we're in the greatest thing that God has in the earth. I appreciate that. I really appreciate it. You know, I'm so thrilled about it. And you know, I've got friends and loved ones that they've been here, but they're not here anymore. They don't see what we're talking about. They can't feel what we're talking about. And I can tell them, but I can also tell by the look on their face. Brother Smith was talking to me here a while back, or I was talking to him, really. But he said, sometimes I can talk to people, and he said, I make it just as plain and just as simple as I can make it. But he said, I can tell by the look on their face that there's nobody home. And I'm thinking, Lord, help me to be in a place in my mind to where that I have somebody home. Not just the lights on, but there's somebody home to see what God's doing in the earth, to be a part of it. I want to be a part. I want to be a part. I'm getting to the age where that I don't move like I used to. I don't feel like I used to. My mother had a saying, how was it? She put that sister in, I used to could. You know, we'd tell her, Mom, don't get out and do them things anymore. You're not able to do those things and get by with it. Well, I used to could. That's the way she'd answer us, you know, I used to could. But I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be a part. I want you young folks to know you're in the greatest thing that God has in the earth, that God has in the earth, and you can be a part of it. Don't lose sight of that. Don't lose that out of your thoughts and out of your heart, because if you do, oh God, I hate to tell you some of the things that could happen to you, but let's take it from the positive side. We're going to be here. We're going to stay on the job. We're going to work at this. We're going to see it finished out here. And we're going to have a great time doing it.
The Valentine's Sweetheart, yeah, banquets. And then the Fall Fest, when they had us over at their house and enjoyed all those times. And I've enjoyed the sister meetings that we had together and the walks we had at your house. And I really appreciate you coming to my house and helping me wash dishes and bring me food. And you've just been there for me. And I've called you several times, some different occasions. And you don't realize, you know, it just hit me, you know, think, wow, you don't realize you take people for granted. And think, you know, Stravon, you know, I'm sorry that I didn't show my appreciation like I should have. But you were very dear to me. You are. I mean, you and Brother Doug. And I appreciate y'all. And I'm going to miss y'all. And we'll be praying for y'all. And that's all I really wanted to get up and say, that I'm just thankful that I was blessed to be a part of your lives.